Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hadley Senby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hadley Senby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting sixth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up beyond second. Rothrock can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Lee Senbi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Blue reaches second base with a double. Jeffries scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Blue trying to get to third. Rein throws to Pickering who tags Blue for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Camp bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeffries bunts towards the mound. Lee Senby fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Blue steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senby is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee Senby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhein moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Rhein moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhein scores. Rothrock scores. Webb moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webb scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Van Camp moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee Senbi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Senbi moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Lee Senbi moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Tate reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field. Webb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Webb. Kerr goes all the way around to score. Whatwood moves to second. It's 6-3 Red Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whatwood moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pickering hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 3 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into left field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Pickering moves to third. Rule moves to second. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee Senbi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rein hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod. Rein reaches second base with a double. Pickering scores. Rule scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rothrock strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 4 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sweeney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Ed Durham now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Kerr scores. Jeffries scores. McCain goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. Two outs. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Mel Simons pinch hits for Benny Tate. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Simons reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Ekrod goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.